And I just get there and get to rubbing them and go, and then I just keep them working.
In the
joints.
Sorry to hear that.
And then my hips, and then my shoulder. I got them in my neck. I got all over me. I've been going to an orthopedic doctor for about 10 years. I never hurt. And people think I'm crazy. And that these are spurs. See that knee right there?
Mm-hmm.
And I got one on top of my foot, and then see, I got them on my thumb.
Yeah.
See that? I got them everywhere. They're called arthritic spurs.
Yes, ma'am.
But they don't hurt, and I haven't hurt. But I just can't walk. It's got in my knees, and it's in my hip. And my bones are deteriorating, and the bones are enlarging. I don't know how they enlarge and deteriorate at the same time, but that's what the picture shows. So, but he gave me some kind of medicine, and of course I took those baths and those massages and all, and that helped a lot. But it don't hurt. And I have a neighbor down the road here that just suffers death. She takes almost a bottle of aspirin, a bottle of aspirin, about every 2 weeks. I don't know when I've ever had a dose of medicine. Now I take that ice hot and rub my joints with it. And that relieves them. That's some kind of new medicine that hadn't been out long. I thought, well, this old Negro of mine got me to using it. And it's wonderful. My doctor even uses it. He plays golf. Sometimes he can't get up and down. And he'll have his wife to give him a massage with that ice hot in the back, and he never knows he has a back. It doesn't smell too bad. It kind of smells like wintergreen. Its odor's not too bad.
Mm-hmm. But you've never, you don't use a lot of complicated medicines, do you?
Not nothing. I don't know when of course I had flu and I had pneumonia. I had medicine for that, but for my arthritis, I just taken a dose of medicine or aspirin for arthritis or Anacin. I never take a dose. Never have it. A Buffering. I never take a dose. I have taken it, but I don't take it in. Not unless if I have fever or something, or flu or cold, I'm take medicine.
Yeah.
But I don't have the headache, and I don't take it for my arthritis. It gets to hurting, I just rub it a little bit and let it go.
What did, something that would come to a... Your kids used to get a lot of these. They don't much anymore. Kind of places
warts.
That come to a head, you know, or infection. And
boils, horizons.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
What would come out of that, you know, when it opened?
A core. Buff.
The core would have what in it? It'd have a bunch of...
Corruption in it, I guess.
Corruption.
Mm-hmm.
If you got an infection in your hand, you say, my hand...
is infected.
And a bee stung my hand and it...
swelled.
Swelled.
My hand swelled up.
It's still pretty badly...
swollen.
Oh. Do you ever get a blister? When you get a blister, what's that stuff in the blister you call it?
I call it water. I don't know.
Water in the blister?
Mm-hmm. I got a blister raking the yard, but I didn't forget to pull my rings off.
Yeah. Now, say in the war somebody got shot or stabbed, you'd say they had to get a doctor to look at the
wound.
Yeah. You ever see a kind of a skinless growth in a wound that would have to be burned off?
Plied flesh.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I see.
I've had horses get hurt and have it in there, and I took peroxide and boiled it out.
Yeah. What sort of stuff would you put on?